My name is Demasi Thomas. I would like to make apologies for Stancil Tudor, who was not able to be here. His wife had to have surgery, and he needed to be there with her. I began working at the Industry for the Blind in Bainbridge 5 years ago. When I initially started working there and I heard about the Industry for the Blind, I thought it was a great idea, because the way it was explained to me is that we give blind people the opportunity first. Not that we force them into work or that we exclude sighted people. But when it comes down to a blind or sighted employee, we're going to look at the blind employee's qualifications first. If they're equally qualified, the blind person will receive that job. As Dr. Schroeder spoke of, with unemployment being what it is among the blind community, it sounded like a great opportunity to me. So I went down, I took the job. I was told that there would be opportunities for me to have upward mobility. There was a possibility if I worked, learned, with the education that I had at the time and that I was intending on pursuing, I could end up someday working in management, helping to make decisions that affected the other employees. Well, about 2 years into this, I started noticing that there have been quite a few openings for supervisor positions. And it wasn't so much that I wasn't considered for the position, but people that worked there for 10, 15, 20 years were not being considered for these positions. At the time, I met Stancil Tudor when I first moved to Bainbridge, Georgia. Stancil was at the time working under the BEP program in Georgia. About 2.5 years after I arrived there, his contract was closed out, and he looked around for work and finally had to go back to the Industry for the Blind. He had worked there previously for about 20 years or so. I could honestly say in the 2.5 years that I got to know Stancil, that decision to have to go back to GIB actually kind of depressed him. And I was beginning to understand why it was depressing him. During my attempts to finish up my degree there in Bainbridge, there were all sorts of roadblocks put up, not by only, you know, VR, but surprisingly enough, from the people at the Georgia Industry for the Blind. Me and Stancil would sit and talk, and a lot of times before he came back to GIB, he kept my spirits up, because I started to get frustrated. There are people that work at the industries that have been there for 10 years or more and making file folders, which is a process of sitting there assembling a folder, and this is what they do for 8 hours a day. Some of these people work there, like I said, 10 or 15 years and still have not, you know, to this date, reached the required production rate. Now, it became obvious to me after a short amount of time, they've been working here 10 years and they're not reaching production, and perhaps maybe they should be doing something a little different. I was fed a lot of talk about open door policies. If there's anything wrong, we have a process of improvement. Fill out a piece of paper, let us know what you think needs changing, and we will consider it. If it's feasible, if it's plausible, we will make every attempt to do it. So I went to management. I spoke with management many times. I spent times in offices behind closed doors, not realizing that promises that were made to me behind closed doors, I had no witnesses. So when I would call them on agreements that we had made, well, it's my word against theirs. I'm labeled as a troublemaker, not because I'm actually, in my opinion or anyone else's opinion, causing trouble. I'm just not allowing them to continue to do what they're doing. About 2 years in, me and Stancil got to be a little closer because of the Georgians Empowering Through Mentoring Success, the GEMS program, which was a pilot program of the National Federation of the Blind. Georgia, Utah, and I believe one other state were selected for that first go-around. that actually is the time that the National Federation of the Blind helped keep me going. Not because I necessarily reached out to people or let them know how bad I was feeling or let them know that this job was starting to actually push me down. It was actually starting to make me question my self-worth, but simply because I was able to leave Bainbridge, you know, on a bi-monthly, 2 to 3 months basis, and spend time with other blind people that were not working for industry for the blind, that were doing what they want to do with their lives, or that were going to school to pursue what they want to do with their lives. That kept me going a lot more than, you know, me myself could have done. After going through that program, I did meet a lot of contacts in Georgia and also around the country that were National Federation members. I had joined the organization early on due to the protestations of Stancil Tootle, but I didn't really start taking it very seriously until that mentoring program, because I saw the slight difference I was able to make just talking to younger people about my experiences. Even though I was a mentee just like they were, I was older, and I was able to steer them just based off my life experiences. Go to school, do everything you can, fight for your education, because you don't want to end up at an industry for the blind. One of the biggest issues that we have had with the industry for the blind is that during the process of making file folders, you're required to press a counter, which, and it, you know, keeps track of how many folders you made at the end of the day when your supervisor comes around and takes up your count. Well, as a blind person, I'm not able to see that counter. As most of the employees there, they're not able to see their counters. So it's a good faith system. We're relying on them to tell us accurately what we made and to pay us by what we made. Well, we addressed this issue and wrote a letter to management and asked them to work with us on coming up a better process. We had found accessible counters that would talk, that would read out the information that was contained on the counter. About a month after receiving our letter, management comes down and decides and lets us know that, well, we're going to fix the problem for everybody. We'll just count your folders for you. We're going to come up with a plan. We're going to come up with an equation. It's going to take us a few months to get it together, but we're going to come up with an equation where we can just weigh out the folders that you make as we pick them up, and we'll tell you what you made at the end of the day. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't happy about that at all. I mean, basically, you're already going from me not being able to keep track of my money as is. At least at the end of the day, you're telling me what I made so I can somewhat try to keep an eye on you, to now you're just going to weigh them up and then just give me a paycheck every 2 weeks. We tried to talk with them. We tried to work with them on that. They were adamant that their way of doing it was going to be the best way. We got a lot of the blind people together and tried to talk to them about that. Most of them, as I said, have been there 10 years or more. We have some people that are, if not at 25 years, right close to 25 years. Well, they've been dealing with that industry for the blind for so long that all the fight is gone out of them. So they just give it up. If that's what they want to do, that's what they're going to do. There's nothing we can do about it. That's their attitude. It's frustrating to me as a young person. It's frustrating to me as a blind person to have any person feel that way, let alone to know that a job that is supposed to be there, that is touted by the management and by workers in the state government of Georgia to be one of the best things they can do for us, to be responsible for that attitude of so many blind people. You know, I thought when I went to Bainbridge, I was going to be meeting up with a lot of blind people, because where I was living at there, I felt like I was the only blind person in the world sometimes. So I'm thinking I'm going to meet up with blind people. We're going to talk. I'm going to learn a lot. And I ended up down there as one of the youngest people at the industry trying to be a leader, simply because all the fight had been taken out of them. Well, I got to be honest, they almost took the fight out of me, too. I was given an opportunity to go work at the Colorado Center for the Blind Summer Youth Program. I don't think it was that many people that came from Colorado with us. But I was given an opportunity to go work out there during that summer program, teaching technology. And I actually quit my job at the industry just to go do that because I felt like spending my summer. I felt like spending my summer teaching younger students, younger blind students, would have been a better use of my time than continuing to work there. Now, as life has a tendency to do, once I arrived in Colorado, a curveball was thrown at me. Well, due to some slight changes and things, you're going to be teaching mobility. It's like, wow, are you serious? Really? I mean, I'm very confident in my skills, but I'm not very confident in my ability to teach them to someone else. I spent the first 2 weeks bugging the heck out of the mobility instructors that work full-time at the center, as well as my fellow travel instructor, Desmond Jackson, because I wanted to make sure what I was doing was going to be right. Those are the first phone numbers I acquired when I arrived there, and I would call them all the time. How do you do this? Would I teach them this way, or would I do it this way? Well, hey, let me follow you around for the day. I can actually say after about a month of teaching the students orientation and mobility, I've grown to love it. I've grown to take up an interest for it, and it's something I'm actually considering going to school to get certified for. I would like to thank Garrett Scott, who recommended me to the CCB staff, and I would like to thank the CCB staff for allowing me an opportunity to learn and also give me an opportunity for a job field that I had never considered and probably never would have considered had I stayed where I was. I would like to close by saying I encourage everyone to do everything you possibly can. You know, go to www.nfb.org, find the link for the Fair Wages for Workers with Disabilities, paste it in your Facebook, put it on Twitter, email it to everybody. If those of you who are on the NFBNet mailing list, forward O'Neill's email to everybody, anyone on your contact list. Call your congressman, call your senators. Do everything you can. If it takes us getting out and marching, we have to stop this. Thank you.